And we're live.
Are we good?
Oh my gosh.
Are we good? Are we ready to go?
Let's start this off hot. I know, Zane, you came in with a little present.
Yes, I did.
I'm really curious to see what that is.
Yeah, okay, okay.
A present?
Yes. I decided to bring everybody a little Christmas present. It's not from me, but it's from somebody else. I like wrapped it in everything.
Zane, you're too sweet. What is
okay,
it?
Okay, Matt, stop pretending you don't know what it is because you already know what it is.
Okay, we'll explain it after the intro.
Oh, Matt, you faker.
We'll explain it after the intro. Show it, Zane. Show.
Okay, y'all ready? All right. I give you guys, just for the people listening, I'm going to give you
a little ASMR action.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, that sounds good.
And it's so well wrapped.
What is
he's opening it?
Okay, we got a little something from YouTube.
Oh, I know what it is.
It's a black box.
I have no idea
right now.
What that is.
It says YouTube on the front.
Ready?
It's our plaque.
Oh, wow.
It's our 100,000 subscriber plaque. Woo!
That's so cool. Wait, it's silver now?
I love that.
It's always been silver.
Wait, really? Oh.
Wait, they're not going to make it gold for 100,000?
To be honest, I never got my 100,000 subscriber plaque, so...
Awkward.
For my own channel, it just never came.
Baby, they probably didn't make one for you. They probably didn't think
they didn't think I was going to get to a million. They're like, I ain't going to make it.
Well, everybody...
Look at Zane.
On that note, cheers.
Cheers.
It's coffee time, baby.
Woo! Mm. Oh my god, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Let's give a big shout out to you guys. Thank you so much for watching the podcast all the time, getting us to over 100,000 subscribers.
Yeah,
incredible. Thank you guys, and thank you guys out there listening right now in your headphones and on your way to work and wherever you're going.
No problem. Really
appreciate it.
Make sure you guys have your cup of joe ready to
it's gonna be a hot gossip juicy. No, it's Christmas, baby. We ain't got no Christmas.
You know
juice.
What? If it's Christmas right now, is today Christmas or is it the Christmas the next day?
I don't know. When is this getting posted?
When is Christmas? 25th?
People who are listening right now.
23rd.
It's the 23rd. So it's Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah to all the Jewish people. What's up? Mm-hmm.
And it's also Christmas Eve Eve.
Love that.
Oh, it's Christmas Eve.
Eve.
What's Eve Eve?
The day before Christmas Eve.
What?
People celebrate some weird shit.
What do you call the day before Christmas Eve?
The 21st or whatever.
He doesn't know when Christmas. Oh,
I asked when Christmas was. You said the 23rd.
I'm
25th.
This podcast is posted the 23rd.
The 23rd is Hanukkah. Christmas is the 25th. This is being posted on the 23rd.
Okay, so Christmas Eve Eve.
Right.
Never heard of that before.
He gets it.
Eve Eve. I made it up. It's not a real thing.
Oh, it's not a real thing. Oh, okay.
Sunday is Christmas Eve Eve Eve, though. That's not made up.
Got it.
Can we explain though the story about the present though?
So I had this wrapped up for like a week and I had it sitting on the on our little dining table.
Uh-huh.
And today I come downstairs and it was all unwrapped and the plaque was out. I'm like, who unwrapped the plaque? And Matt was like, I did. I was like, why'd you unwrap it? It was supposed to be for the podcast as a gift. And he's like, I'm sorry, I didn't know. It was just really funny. He started freaking out. I was like, okay, yeah, just like wrap it up because we thought we were supposed to.
Oh, so that's probably why he felt so guilty and he tried to put on this big front like it was some shocker and like trying to make it seem like he had no idea what it was.
Hold the phone. The present had been sitting there for a week and it's on that table where we just have a shit ton of crap. And today I was like, you know what? I'm going to just like start de-crapping this whole table and just start getting rid of stuff. And I saw the wrapped present. I noticed it had been sitting there for a week. Jason moved out. I thought it was Jason's present. And so I go, Todd, whose is this? He goes, dude, I think it's like Jason's or something. I go, okay, well, let's just unwrap it. And I see that it's the YouTube plaque. And I'm like, oh, cool. This must have arrived in the mail, wrapped by YouTube. And I was like excited. And I was like, you know, I'm going to set this out on the table.
I'm going to come down. Right there, Matt.
What?
It was wrapped in a box before, correct? Before you saw the plaque?
Correct.
Whose name was on the box?
Zane.
Thank you very much. Why are you opening other people's mail?
Illegal.
That is illegal to be opening up somebody else's mail.
I knew it was the plaque when I
don't talk to me, criminal.
See you in court, bitch.
I knew it was the unfiltered plaque, so I thought, hey, you know, I have a little small role in unfiltered. I have the authority to open up the box.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know part of his name was Zane Hijazi.
How did they choose who to send it to?
I claimed it on the channel. I wanted it to come here so I can bring it here today.
Got it.
Because we couldn't wait too long.
We're almost at 500.
Exactly.
Is that a milestone?
No, a million.
No, I think every 100K I feel like is a milestone. It's exciting.
It's a milestone for us, but and not in YouTube's eyes.
What a big gap from a million to 10, huh?
That's Jeez. A jump.
That is a jump.
What do you got going planned for Christmas?
Well, I'm
going
to be home with my family. I'm sure you guys are all going to be home with your family too.
Yes.
Nothing special though. It's like we just celebrate Christmas. That's it. Nothing.
Do you have any traditions that you guys do every year?
No traditions at all. No, we don't do any traditions at all. Honestly, it's the most basic Christmas ever.
Mine isn't anything crazy. We just kind of have the family over and do the dinner, and then we get to open one present on Christmas Eve.
Oh, we used to do that, not anymore.
Yeah, we used to do that on the way to our family reunion, that we didn't look forward to. I don't know, it was the one aunt who was really old that we hated.
And it was
going to.
Hour and a half drive, and yes. You're like, it's not even worth it.
And all the cousins you just didn't know, and they were all right. Big kids. And my parents would let us open up one Game Boy game so we could play that on the way there.
Oh, fun.
The best.
That just reminded me of a story. I went to my cousins for Christmas one year. And my aunt was giving him a bicycle, my cousin, and he kept talking about this bike. So what happened was she told him, what bike do you think Heath would like? Because pick your favorite for Heath.
Uh-huh.
So he didn't know that he was getting the bike.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So the whole time I'm thinking I'm getting this bike. So I'm like, and then when they give the present, it's like, no, it's for you, Grant. And then I was like, so wait, I'm not getting the bike? And I was like, it was a weird setup.
Oh, that was a weird setup.
It was just a weird way to play it. But I haven't thought about that since that day. That's crazy. But do you guys have any Christmas stuff going on?
Me and Matt are just total opposites. I do this and I do that. I do that. I know we both do traditional weird stuff. My family, we all get together every year. It's a big cousins thing. Christmas Eve is our day together. And so all the cousins come to our house and we do things do you have Santa still?
That's really weird.
It's giving out the presents.
Yes.
We have small families. They have giant families.
It's 120 people going out. It's this big hoopla party.
It is. It is. I feel any occasion, even if it's an Easter, it's just a big fucking thing.
With
me trying to get all six of us together to do something crazy. If we tried to do a football game, we'd have a quarterback and a running back.
It would just be real small.
Because we have such a big family too, we haven't done it in a while, but we used to do the 12 days of Christmas, but we used to do the 15 days of Christmas, and the adults would have a version and the kids would have a version.
I love it.
We would all sit down in the living room and one of the adults would print out cards that cater, what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
To you.
Yeah.
Say it was Matt. It would be on the first day I'm at Christmas, the true love gets me. And you'd be a $300 Range Rover sweater. You know what I mean? So it'd be something funny like that.
That's cute.
Wow, that's really, I love that. I kind of want to steal that now.
Yeah,
we do have
it.
Santa, but we don't have the putting on the outfit. And I find I like that a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. It's fun. It's a big thing for us. Your mom was like, I feel so bad you guys aren't spending Christmas together. But I don't think that's going to happen for a while. My family is so, they're not strict about it, but it's that's our thing. You are there for Christmas
Eve. Yeah, I mean.
You could do whatever you want for Christmas, but Christmas Eve, that's our family.
Really?
Yeah.
Ours, the opposite for me.
Ours used to be a lot stronger. I feel more people used to come over for Christmas Eve, but as we've gotten older, it's the only people I see are my parents, my brother, and my grandparents.
I'm seeing less of my family every year. It used to be when we're all younger, we'd all get together, but now it's just smaller and smaller and smaller. And now it's just
people,
the family.
It's just people That's move crazy.
Away. We're
lucky people
my grandparents. We're lucky if my grandparents are in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, kids are the spirit of the holidays. I feel like when you have kids, then it all starts.
It used
the
to be so exciting. Yeah. There was the kids' table that was made out of plastic, It was so exciting. I remember every year we used to go outside and Santa would come by on a fire truck and throw candy canes at us.
I know what you're talking about. I don't because I've never been a part of that, but I've heard of that.
I have no idea why a fire truck. Santa.
In the neighborhood. In the neighborhood.
He would go, it'd be woo, and we'd be Santa's coming.
Yeah.
With candy canes.
Almost an ice cream truck coming by. You would hear Santa. They would have the sirens.
Oh, so you knew about, you know about this
too.
Oh,
yeah. On Staten Island, they had Santa come down to our street.
Oh, I thought that was a Florida thing.
Well, that's the thing. It's weird that you guys don't know what we're talking about, but I know what he's talking about.
But how did your mom work? How did your mom work for the fire department and not know about this?
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. How did my mom never was a
because
never a part
she
of
was oh Santa going out driving?
As kids, how did you feel? Did you believe in Santa or And how long did you believe for Santa for?
I was bad.
Yeah, I was like in denial for a long time. So, maybe up until middle school.
Me too. So growing up, I used to stay up every single year with my dad. And I'd lay on the couch and we would just sit there. And I would fight it and just try to stay up. And I would end up falling asleep at like 5, 6 in the morning.
Because your dad would just...
I could never stay up the full amount.
It was so hard. You could never stay up that long.
I don't know why, but I would fall asleep, and then the next thing I'd know, there'd be a bike in front of the tree, and I'm like, God, I missed it again. And that's why I was like, I think that kept me going for so long. Because I was like, damn, he really is sneaky.
Yeah.
Like, Santa is good.
I would always be told that, like, Zane, no, there's going to be no presents under the tree if you're going to be out here.
Yes, that's what,
like,
I was told.
Like, Santa will not show up, like, tomorrow morning, no presents will be under the tree if you don't go to sleep. So always in my head, I was like, fuck, I got to go to sleep.
I think another thing that kept me from, like, not believing or thinking that Santa was fake was because I was one of those kids that never went snooping for presents.
I didn't know that I could do that.
Like a bunch of my friends would go snooping for presents, and they'd probably see something that like Santa got them a week later, and it's like, wait, no, I saw that in the closet. I never looked, so it was like actual shock to me.
Right.
Yeah. Would they hide all the presents until the day of?
Yeah.
That's what they would do.
Oh, no, we have some out, but Santa's present wouldn't come until like the big.
Oh, because I forgot stickers would say from Santa.
Yeah.
Other stickers would say from your parents.
Did you guys ever do the Santa Tracker website where you would
watch
Santa?
I forgot about that.
Hold on. That was a thing when we were kids?
Yes.
I've never heard of it.
It was back like in the, you know, early internet days, but you could see this little icon of Santa traveling across Earth in real time, and you would know like when he's coming.
So my dumbass would be like outside the house, like,
yeah, they'd be like, oh, he's in New York right now, you better go to sleep. And you'd be like, oh my gosh, he's getting closer.
Oh,
and that would get my parents would use that to get us in bed,
because
I'd be like, oh my gosh, he's coming.
How would the tracker, like, you see like the United States, would it just go around like
he would just be over the globe
or it just comes as in like color, it would just color the state every time it's passing through.
It was like watching like an election happen. He would just like cover the states, and that's how it would go down. But like, I would get just so excited watching. I would click refresh.
I miss that feeling. Mm-hmm. I think another thing that kept me believing for so long was that I trusted my parents. Like, to me, they wouldn't lie to me about something like that. Like, hearing my friends in school talk about Santa's not real, what are you talking about? I'm like, no, guys, Santa is real. Like, my parents.
You're fucking 18 years old still telling your friends Santa's real.
Yo, bro, I'm dead ass.
Were you devastated when you found out that he
wasn't real? I was crushed.
Real?
Really? I was crushed.
I don't think there was ever a point where I found out. I think just gradually, I was just like, well, Santa's obviously not real. Dude, but I'm going to pretend that it's real for my parents.
There was no moment.
No.
Because I found out before they found out I knew. You know?
I was
just like over it.
I started picking up clues like in movies. Like kind of more older movies. Like, you know, like A Christmas Story? Like the classic, like, I want a Red Ryder BB gun movie. There's that scene right when like the kids go to bed, the parents look at each other and they're like, okay, let's go. Let's like set up the present. And I would like go, oh, there's something going on here. But it was very slight. But that's
yeah.
I never thought about
weird.
That. I know I believed in Santa, but I don't remember believing in Santa, and I don't remember knowing.
I have two.
I had an older brother, so I feel like as soon as he knew.
And Nick's big mouth, like, he would ruin it for everybody else.
I feel like he like gathered us and he was like, listen, like, Santa's not real. I need to show you. And I know he like showed us the presents in the closet, and like that was it. And I was like, meh.
You see, that's fun. I wish I had that. I wish I had like other brothers and sisters like that we would all just like.
My brother still believed too. He's 7 years older than me.
I have to say this to Mariah, you know, like when I realized that Santa might not be real is when I got Darren's Dance Grooves on VHS. Like,
what
is that?
Oh,
Darren's Dance Grooves, do you remember? Like, he was like the guy who would in the 90s who would like teach you how to dance like Britney Spears and like Backstreet Boys and everything.
What the heck?
Okay, you couldn't get in stores. You could only get it like call in and get the VHS. And I was like, well, if Santa is at the factories and they're making toys, there's no
how
way they could have got Darren's Dance Grooves gotten that for me. So I remember getting it and looking at my parents and wanting to say thank you, but I was like, but no. I don't like it's
weird.
Santa. It was the weirdest thing.
Oh, that's
but I
that's
had it,
funny
it just
that
popped
you, like,
in my brain.
Something.
That's when I realized.
So there was
that's
there
really
was
Matt's been smart
things.
Since he was 4 years old.
Yeah, he caught on that shit.
That's really funny.
For my encounter, when I realized, my brother got a cowboy shirt, like just like a nice button down like country western shirt, and it didn't fit him. It was from Santa, and it was a little bit too tight.
Uh-huh.
I remember like a couple days later, I was hanging out with my mom and my brother, and we went to go to Griff's Western, which was our country western store. He was exchanging it for his size. And I remember being in the store like,
uh-oh.
I was like, Santa got you that. And he was like, they were like, yeah, what about it? And I was like, how do you know where to return it and you have a receipt for it? And they were like, no, Santa left the receipt in. And I was like, oh.
You're trying to save it? Oh,
okay. And I was like, all right. And I was still a little iffy on that. But then the next time I got a pellet gun. And the day I got it, I was so excited. It's all I wanted for Christmas. It was this little, like, just BB gun that I got.
Yeah.
I dropped it on Christmas morning. And I broke the front of it. And I was crushed because it was all I wanted.
Yeah.
So my mom was like, it's okay. Don't worry. We can return it. Ooh. And I was like,
yikes.
How are we going to return it?
If Santa gave it. Yeah.
And I was like, Santa.
How old were you?
I don't. I
clearly old
don't
enough to be
playing. 11, 12, right? If he has a pellet gun.
Yeah. Old enough to be playing with a pellet gun.
I don't know because, like, to me in my head, I was 14. Oh, I don't know. I feel like I was. Wow.
Damn. You are mama's boy, huh?
No, there's no way I was 14. Like, it had to have been like.
You need to call your mom and ask her, well, how old are you when you got that belly gun?
I was old enough to know what type of gun it was.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Oh, that's really great.
Yeah, so those two things, and I was like, damn, this is it.
Would you celebrate Christmas at your house or at like a grandparent's house?
So Christmas Eve was always at my house.
Okay.
The day before, sometimes we would go to like other family and do stuff. Well, when I was really young, it used to be at like my uncle's.
Yeah.
And then as I started getting like older, it was always at our house.
Yeah. It was always at my grandparents' house. At my grandparents' house, it's just carpet everywhere. It's very tiny. It looks exactly the same. My mom FaceTimed me 2 days ago and she just showed me the house and it looks exactly the same from when I was three, four years old.
I love stuff like that.
It's like
love
all
that.
The knickknacks, they're all still there.
They're the
it's
year-round decorations that just...
Oh, my mom has a huge nutcracker collection. My mom has like, I swear, over 100 nutcrackers in our house. Like,
wait, really?
Like just all sizes? Just
the biggest one is probably like as tall as the tripod or like
a nutcracker for the first time when we just went to her family's.
You used it. Oh, you used
what
the
do you
nutcracker.
Mean you
used I used one nutcracker. That like was the first time
nutcracker.
I've ever used it.
You crack the nuts with the nutcracker. That's
yeah,
the point.
I had
of
to
it.
Teach him.
I thought,
I had
what?
To give him a tutorial.
I thought there was like two nutcrackers. One is like the little guy and the other one is an actual nutcracker where you like.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
you think
about.
The lever in the back of it, you pull it and his mouth moves.
I didn't. Oh my. Wow.
You mean the nutcracker cracks
Kaboom!
Nuts?
No, I just thought they were called nutcrackers. I have no idea why. I just thought they were just called nutcrackers.
Really? That's funny.
Yeah. And then like a nutcracker was like a machine that was like kind of shaped like a fucking can opener where you crack
them. Yes, but these are just festive nutcrackers.
That's fucking I'm mind blown.
What came first?
The nutcracker.
Wait,
the real one or the guy?
No,
the guy.
The real one came first. And then they were like, the holidays come around. They go, let's make holiday nutcrackers like toys.
Oh my God. I thought the guy was called a nutcracker just for no reason. And then.
Oh my Lord. But a lot of people.
Christmas is not my holiday. It really isn't. It's not.
Your
that's really funny.
Oh yeah, and I was raised Muslim, so I never really celebrate. I did celebrate it, but it wasn't instilled in my head like, oh, Christmas is coming, Christmas, because I was raised by my dad who doesn't celebrate Christmas.
What do you guys do during
his birthday is on the 24th, so every year on Christmas Eve I would spend it with my dad because it was his birthday.
Oh wow.
So I never really got to experience Christmas Eve.
What is like the Muslim equivalent of like that sort of like gift giving celebration?
Eid, it's called it's spelled EID, but that is like a couple months before. And
whoa,
I don't want to get too into it, and I know there's Muslims listening to it, so I don't want to get it wrong
because he doesn't know exactly.
Can you look it up, please? Yeah. I really don't want to get it wrong.
How do you spell it?
I can try to guess exactly what it is, but I just don't want to fuck it up.
The festival of breaking the fast.
There's that one, and there's another
it's
one that's
May
by
and June.
Yeah, well, we're not doing a very good job right now. Like,
no. Anyways, yeah, we would celebrate that. And but then I'd go to my mom's the next day to celebrate.
Yeah.
But it was always this strange like this little gap in my
okay,
life.
Okay, now talking about Christmas is getting me excited.
I know
I'm ready.
I love Christmas.
Sorry to our Jewish listeners right now who are like,
and to our Muslim listeners.
No, but I am pumped. I'm very pumped.
Me too.
I just get excited for holidays.
Yes.
I just don't know what to get people as gifts. I never know.
Gift giving is so hard
when
you get older.
I think it's fun.
The worst part about like the whole gift giving thing is if I get somebody something, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Because I just want to see. I want to see the reaction. I know. It's exciting.
Yeah. But I get my gifts last second. So I get it the night before just so I don't have to deal with the frustration.
That's why I do that. I'm doing it this weekend. Yeah.
I got Mariah something for Christmas and I come home and I'm like, here, I got to give it to you now. Just because. Literally, like a couple days ago. I was like, I want you to have it. I don't want you to wait.
Yeah.
I just see gift giving as like, ooh, let's see what someone needs.
He was like, what'd you get your dad last Christmas? I was like, I got him a gun. He was like, good idea. Yeah.
Because my stepdad is he's a retired FBI agent. So like he loves guns. He likes going to the gun range. And
it's so crazy. Like as I've gotten older, I've just been so much more like sentimental, like thinking back on stuff that I used to get.
Yeah.
Like in the time my dad used to get me a Hess truck every year.
Dude, I'd get that every Christmas too.
A toy Hess truck?
Yeah, the big green one.
Big Hess truck, and like every year was different. One would come with like a plane, or there'd be like cars inside of it that you could back out and they got lights.
Those were expensive toys,
and
right?
They were really cool.
I remember those used to be like my main gifts when I was really little.
Did they sell those at Cracker Barrel?
No, they sold them at Hess. The gas station.
They're worth a lot of money now.
Yeah.
The older ones.
There's no Hess anymore, right?
No.
It's crazy how Hess was like a gas station. That's crazy.
So I used to get that, and like just recently we were all walking around and there was a collection of Hess trucks, and I was with my dad and I was like getting choked up because I was like, damn, like it's cool because like you see that stuff and you're like, I used to get that as a kid.
Yeah.
And another thing that I used to get every year was the spy kits. Do you remember those?
Oh, dude.
It would like be the glasses with the laser light.
Yes, the lights.
Yes, they're so cool. I love spy gear.
Oh, yeah. Sick. I remember my dad would be like, these are toys, but they are not toys. You cannot go up to people's windows and spy on them, Matt. And I was like, okay, sure. Goggles.
There were certain things that I loved as a kid getting for Christmas too. Like there was a gift that I got. It was like a whole fucking color pencil set.
Yes.
I didn't like drawing. I didn't like really coloring. But like when I got that, I almost had a heart attack. I don't know why.
Was it like the big black
yeah,
the
palette? Yes.
Markers, crayons, sharp, and paint on the side.
Watercolor.
Yeah.
Wait.
Literally everything.
The different size sharpeners.
Yes.
Remember how it would just like fit together so perfectly when you closed it? Yep.
No, it like, closed like a VHS case.
Yeah. Yes. Holy shit. Yeah. I can't believe we all got the same things as kids.
That's so cool.
Imagine a kid getting that today. They'd be like,
what the fuck
is this?
Where's my iPad?
No. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, right. Did you ever have the, it was an infomercial and my parents never bought things from infomercial.
Oh.
But this was the one thing. The blow pen thing.
Not only that, but remember that board with the black all over? You get this tool and you draw certain things on it.
Yes.
Imagine.
Oh. What was
remember
that?
When they were like, it dries instantly. But if you looked at the commercial really closely when I was a kid, he doesn't touch it. He goes, it dries instantly. And we'll just go right.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, do you remember? Sorry, man, we're going down in the style.
Right now. Spirographs?
No, it was like a spinny thing where you would put like a postcard kind of thing. It would spin around and then you would dip like a color on top of it.
Yeah.
And it would make tie-dye like things.
Heath, you know exactly what this is.
You know what
it was
it
a postcard. It would spin and the colors would drop and it would make like these crazy shapes but like symmetrical.
It's like tie-dye. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
exactly
on like
tie-dye.
Like on like paper.
But you just, do you not remember seeing that infomercial?
I had something similar. It was, I think it was called a spirograph where you put like your pen in it and you like trace around and it like does these like weird geometric shapes.
It makes like you put the pen in like a little gear.
Yes. And you like go around it.
Yeah. And it makes like circle swirl things.
Oh my, this is crazy.
Oh my God. Okay. Hold on. Matt.
What?
Please tell me you know what this is. Okay. You remember Pogs?
Yes, but I didn't play them.
Pogs were like...
You got to explain it. Explain it.
They're like milk cap things. Where
yeah,
it
like little
out with,
like top things like this. And you take like a weight and you slam the weight down on the little...
Yes.
Pog.
Is
it an infomercial tool?
It was like a Pokemon hype before Pokemon.
Right.
Like
my brother's
Pogs,
age type thing.
Battle Pogs. I think it started off like in milk caps, but then they would just make them these piece of cardboard and they're like collectibles. There'd be Power Ranger Pogs.
Crazy.
Other Pogs.
All these toys on these infomercials, were they ever at Toys R Us, or you could only get them through these infomercials?
Only if you called,
I think. Eventually, they had them on the shelves. Eventually.
Because I just remember like seeing that as a kid, I just thought they were untouchable.
Yes!
Like, you can never get what you see on TV ever.
Same way.
Just They're hopeless. Like, every time you see that, you just knew your heart was already broken.
You knew damn well your parents weren't calling in to order at $19.99.
Exactly. And it's crazy that these days you could just get it online. But like, right, like 5 seconds ago, I was like, why couldn't you just order online? Because there was no fucking internet.
Yeah,
there was just no
Amazon.
Oh god,
now you get what kids can go buy whatever they want on the computer, like,
or they have those like as seen on TV stores.
I love those stores.
You just go to the stores and they just sell all the products that you see on infomercials,
like the copper pans.
Oh yeah, classic.
I
want to try that though.
They're amazing.
The copper pans,
yeah, they work.
They're great.
Yeah.
Oh. Right now, I feel like I'm about to disintegrate in this time hole where I'm just and I'm just remembering everything that's happening in my life.
Deep.
Do you guys remember this one? I used to see this commercial all the time, and I wanted it. The Lionel Coin Bank, Lionel Coin Bank.
Oh,
save your money, save your money.
I don't know what they're
talking about. Is it like where like coins counts your coins?
The Lionel Trains. You know what those are?
Oh,
and it was the little kid, and he would put the coins in the Lionel coin bank, and it would like ching, and it would be like the little train, and he'd be like, save your money.
Oh, no, I don't know that. But I do remember the toy trains that like would always be under my grandparents' bed that would pull out every year. And I'd build a whole train set around the Christmas tree.
That
was always so much fun to do.
Ours made smoke, and you could
Ours made this little smoke.
Yeah. And I would sit around it, and I would just like sniff the head of the train as it would go by.
You had like actual like gas powered like trains.
It was electric, but I think that there was like this little fuse that would go. And like smoke would go up, and it would smell like smoke.
That's cute. Okay.
Yeah. Did you guys ever have Mighty Beans?
Oh,
what is Mighty? What's Mighty? Is that the magnets?
The little beans that like
that wouldn't flip over.
Oh yeah.
Mighty Beans, Mariah. I haven't thought of Mighty Beans in.
I didn't even know that's what they were called.
They're little Mighty Beans. Yeah, Mighty Beans.
Well, speaking of games, Matt has an update on the Chutes and Ladders games that somebody sent to him that I think that we should play.
We want to create?
Yeah, remember we were talking about making like a vlog squad Chutes and Ladders? For the people who are watching, I'm going to go down to Zane's computer so I can put it up on the monitor.
All right, so for the people listening and watching, last week we talked about Chutes and Ladders.
Well, so yeah, there was a game, Chutes and Ladders, the original one, and we thought, what if we made a vlog squad version of this? Well, this kid, Alex, sent this in, and he made Chutes and Vloggers.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. The website.
I can't see. I'm coming around.
Oh, my God, guys. I'm sorry if you're listening, but... Right now, Matt is showing it. He made it a website, and it looks really good.
And you can pick all the characters. There's Dirty Dom. There's Aaron Guilfoy. There's Susie.
Am I on there?
Yes.
Come here,
Mariah. You're right here.
So cool.
She can dance. She can sing, and she can win this game. Is there anything she can't do? There's Heath. He says, winning the game and stealing the show like someone stole Big Red.
Oh, my God.
And then Zane, you are...
Heath, yours will be
right there.
Like
Zane. Play as Zane, and you're really secretly playing as Miss Juicy, baby.
That's funny.
And take turns rolling the dice and see who can end up the board
this
first.
Is
land
crazy.
On Lamborghini. Land on Lamborghini ladder and go up. And land on a canceled carpet and go down.
This is really cool.
Wait,
so how do you make this?
How did he make this?
Probably like a generated thing where you can make a personalized Chutes and Vloggers.
You started a podcast with your best friend and it's blowing up. Now just make it last more than 26 episodes.
This is insane.
Alex, dude, if you're listening, thank you so much for making this.
This
and guys,
is so cool.
any of you
thank
guys
you
can
so
play
much.
This, go to chutesandvloggers.com. SOSHOOTS.
That's insane.
Vloggers.
All right, well, we can't play this right now for the people listening, so we'll move on, but guys, check out chutesandvloggers.com.
That's so
this game
sick.
Is really, really cool.
I'm
so mind blown that he took the time to make this.
Yeah,
that's really
thank
cool.
You,
thank
Alex.
You.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
I'm so impressed.
I can't believe we're gonna rip it off him and make money off it. I'm kidding.
Literally never.
No, I how long do you think that took to make?
Who knows? Either if
that's
he's a whiz kid, maybe not that long. I just can't believe how clever it was written.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
ooh,
really
you know
cool.
what? We could play that on our iPad. Like, ooh, have the iPad in the middle? That'd be a lot of fun.
Zane, we get it. You just bought an iPad.
Okay. Well, he bought one too. Okay.
You copy me.
No, I didn't. I bought the bigger one and the better one.
Zane is so easily like persuaded sometimes.
No, no, don't take away my salesman credit.
No,
I sold the shit out of that iPad to him.
I was going
to
explain that.
He didn't sell shit. He showed me the iPad for 5 seconds. I was like, oh, shit, that's nice. Okay, I think I want one, too.
He goes, I'll be right back. Runs to Best Buy and gets an iPad.
Did you really? That's why you were outside of Best Buy?
Well, no, I was actually getting, mainly getting presents for my family. Should I ask my parents to get me an iPad for Christmas?
I was like, no, they're like $800.
So I was like, I'll just get myself one.
Do not drop it, though. I don't know if they're like less indestructible, but I had the first iPad Pro, and it just cracked falling off the couch. And it cost, still to this day, I never got it fixed because it's $600 to $700 to replace the glass on it. It's a big piece of glass.
Yeah.
And still to this day, I never pick it up because I'm like,
I never understood that. What's the point of paying that much money to replace it when you just buy another one for the same price?
Because they want you to buy another one. It's planned obsolescence.
It's planned what?
Yeah, what was that word?
Planned obsolescence. It's the reason why products, they could make products that could last forever, but they don't want products to last forever.
I was just talking about, we went to this antique store, and everything from back in the day is made so well. It's metal, it's sturdy, and they're in great shape still, all the toys, everything. But now everything's plastic and shitty and breaks in a year, and it makes you buy a new one.
Yeah,
like he said, we went to this antique store, and there was an 1885 soda machine. And it was made out of marble. It was like porcelain,
was
marble,
gorgeous.
Metal. And the girl was telling us, like the worker, she said, like, if you notice, everything is still in good shape because things back then were built to last for hundreds of years. Nowadays,
not anymore.
Right,
you lived far away from the store, too. It wasn't easy where you could go down to CVS and just buy a quick little widget dibbit. You know?
Nowadays, they make things that break in a year so that you can buy the newest version.
It's just trying to make
the definition.
Money.
Capitalism.
Planned obsolescence.
It's like the... The small, medium, and large. Medium's only there to make you buy the large.
Oh,
you know about that?
Ooh, that's good.
Oh. So they make the medium. So small would be $1.50. The medium would be $3.50. And the large would be $4.
So you might as well
whatever.
Just
so
get
it's like,
the large.
It sounds like popcorn prices at the movie theater.
Right, right, exactly. No, but the middle, the medium is only there to make you buy the large because you're like, small's a little bit too small. I want the medium. But... for 50 cents more, I can get the large.
Do you know that if you just fill up a medium cup and you just put it in the large cup? And I'm talking about not only Starbucks. I'm talking about like McDonald's, too.
Oh, I've seen that.
Fills right to the top. Those cups are built exactly the same.
I think
really are. They really are. It's crazy.
What
just
a
put
racket.
Ice in it. Dude, because it's the ice that really they like scam you in. Like,
if you buy like a large and pour it, like a large with ice, you pour the liquid into the small. Like it's like the same
thing.
Did you see that TikTok about the girl who like finessed Starbucks? She went and got like a, like, what's the massive size
venti,
cup?
Trendy,
a venti, no ice, like full tea, but like three medium size cups or three tall cups. And then she like, so they didn't charge
those
her.
Are the Karens in the world. Though.
I know. Don't ever do that to Starbucks. But she basically walked away with paying for what have been three medium drinks, but for the price of one.
But she's sitting there making these people like make four different cups of like, I want a full cup, no ice of this drink, and then I want three cups of ice. And it's like, okay,
get
come
over
on.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like,
hey, you know
we
what?
All
she's,
know that.
She's saving that money.
That's
like those couponers. I look up. That is so fascinating to me. People who go couponing, and they go grocery shopping like $600 worth of shit, and they walk out spending like $10.
Oh, my.
Or where the place owes them money.
Are you talking like the extreme ones where like
extreme
they really
couponing.
Do like get all their money off? I thought you meant like the ones that are just hold up a
no,
line and
there's
try
like
to
a show about it.
Oh yeah, extreme. Yeah. But like the thing is, extreme couponing, the amount of time you have to give it, like and travel and do stuff, it like will consume your life if you really want to get the deal. Like it's not. I don't know, the cost benefit.
No, I get it. I think it's just like, it's fun to those people. I like to see what they can do.
Yeah.
It's a hobby.
Like my parents.
It's such a deal. I have to do it.
Because time is everything. Because like, if you're going to spend that much time on it and then you get that much money, is it really worth it? You know?
I mean,
like,
this
all
is,
that.
Like my parents would drive 10 minutes out of the way to get gas at another place that was 5 cents cheaper.
But you spend all that
like,
money
but you
while driving.
Further away. Like you're
I know. My mom has like a gas alerts app so she could like see where like the cheapest place to go get gas.
My parents will always be like, "What's the price of gas out there?" And I'm like, I don't know because you gotta pay it anyways.
Yeah. Like, I do try to get gas around here before I go back to LA because I do sometimes think it's cheaper.
It
out
is
here
cheaper
than,
over here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I lived in Pennsylvania, I used to drive. Jersey's like a half an hour, 45 minutes away. So I used to drive to Jersey because the gas was like $1.50. It was crazy. It was insane. I would drive all the way to Jersey just to get gas.
Yeah.
And they and Jersey, did you know? Fun fact, they pump the gas for you.
Isn't it's that, scary.
I
hold
think
on.
That's the only.
Everybody just hold on. You can't everywhere
the, I think it's the only state that does that in Jersey. They you don't get out of your car. You just tell them what you want. You give them the card, and then they pump it for you.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Security reasons.
I never knew.
Or they don't trust you. Like
people
with the,
driving away with a pump in. That's probably why. I would probably want
to
do that.
No.
But why is it the only state?
We pulled up, and this guy came walking up to the window. I was like, "What the hell is this dude doing?" And he's like, "You want regular premium?" And I was like, whoa, weird.
Yeah.
I feel like that's an old school
that.
Thing. Like a lot
yeah.
of, it, that's what it used to be everywhere.
Yeah. Like, but I'm really thinking about it though. It is really dangerous for people to just fill up their own gas and then trust them to not drive away with a pump in it. Because I've done it twice. I've done that twice. Where
I
drove
I was
away with
one time.
It. Bad. But like it didn't like fuck up their thing. It would just, it fucked up more my car. But like, People like me, they just forget. They just fucking drive away. You thinking
people
that
like, what else are you doing that you forget?
I don't fucking know. I think I. You know why? It's because I just get in my car and then I like see it's filled. I go,
done.
Oh, that's funny.
I just don't even think about it. But it hasn't happened a lot. Like the last time that happened was like 2-3 years ago. But it was scary.
I remember the one time I was in the car with you when it happened, and we were just driving. Like we got a little bit. Like the cord was pretty long. And I just remember, boom! And I look back and I see the hose gun flying around.
Like
I was like,
a
oh
movie.
Shit! You're the type of person. Have you ever run out of gas?
Once I did. Remember?
I don't get how people run out of gas. How do you run out of gas?
Because you think you can make it. Remember? I was halfway up the hill. I was like, no!
Wait, when was this?
You don't remember this? I was almost...
Zane, the mic.
The mic.
I was playing this in. I thought it unplugged. I was almost home. I was right. Like,
or when
old
was
place.
This?
Or well, old place. I was almost home. Like, I'm going to make it. Because I was in a rush. I had to get
home. But you knew you were on low gas going home. So you go, I'm going to have
to... He was just going to ride
it. I just started slowing down. I was like, oh God. Because I was still in a slant. And all of a sudden, I stopped. I was like, shit. I turned all the way to the side. And then it like goes back. And I just couldn't move. I ran out of gas. But that's happened to me once. And it was like... Like damn. A year and a half
but
ago.
But you have to, apparently though, when you hit zero or empty, you still have like 30 more miles
yeah,
left.
Yeah, you have
really?
A long time.
Yeah, no, yeah. You still have a little
oh,
bit.
That
but
means
I
you
still,
were pushing
I
it.
Pushed
you pushed it. That's crazy.
I know. I'm bad.
I've never run out of gas, but I got close, not that, like maybe 2 months ago when I went to you guys' house. So you know how that the road is pretty angled?
Yes.
Like it's a steep road. I had like 10 miles left. I go to turn my car on and it goes. I was like, wait, what?
Which car was this?
My truck, my Raptor.
Oh my God.
And I was like, maybe my battery's dead.
Yeah, because you're not pushing that thing.
I got it to start and it was barely going. So what had happened was all the gas in the tank had rolled down. So it's not like so it was all sitting in the corner like this. So it wasn't being forced into the engine.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, oh fuck. So I got the car rolling downhill, got it to even out. Gas got running through the system, and then I got to drive away and go to the gas station.
That doesn't make sense.
I was terrified.
You would think that they would build it where even if you're on a hill, it would still start. You know, they would
just
build
it in a way. Being low and sitting like in the corner like that.
What?
Interesting. That's I want to see what it looks like inside. Like,
I
right. actual tank. Like,
I know.
I'm all, like.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, in my head, I'm like, okay, you know, when you have a drink and you're getting low and you tilt the straw into the corner. You know what I mean? Like, basically that.
You would think that's what it's... But, like, it's a car. It's a fucking a whole car.
I did, guys, find out why New Jersey pumps its own gas.
Why?
Oh.
Is that for the longest time, it's made New Jersey gas cheaper than other states. Because there are trained professionals pumping the gas, it is deemed safer by insurance companies and thus have lower premiums. Huh. But the recent gas taxes by several governors have made us on par with surrounding states. So, yeah. if that makes sense.
I think that all gas stations should have people running it.
I love it.
I just think it's safer for everybody.
See the videos of people like go to reach for the thing and like the static from their clothes or something like explode, it causes like the fires? You ever watched? There's like compilations of like people's like they're pumping gas and something happens.
Oh,
and it like explodes or like there's fire.
So
because of their
So it's happened with you know how if you like
yeah
and it's static. It has a little bit of electric spark. Like there's a little bit of like electricity when you're doing that. So people would be pumping their gas and like have like a static shock and then it would catch on fire.
Imagine a whole gas station blowing up because your shirt caused a spark.
That's really true.
There's compilations of it.
Look up like static.
Oh, I do not want to watch people getting set
on fire. So who do you sue? The person or do you sue the person that made the shirt? Ooh. The company that made the shirt?
Good question.
I don't know. We're coming after Fruit of the Loom, bitch. Oh.
Fruit of the Loom.
Fruit of the Boom.
Yeah,
you like that?
Great.
Go download Boom on iTunes.
Bigger laughter for Mariah.
That's it would be nice.
No, it was still for you. It's for your song.
I just made me pee my pants.
What's the worst Christmas gift you've ever gotten?
Oh, I know what the worst Christmas gift I've ever gotten. Okay, this was back in, I don't know, early 2000s, late 90s. I loved pets. I loved animals. Okay, I loved my cat. If for fun, on the weekends, I would go around looking for lost pets. That was like a little thing. I like to be a little neighborhood pet detective, okay? That was something I liked to do when I was a little kid.
Right.
So one day I was watching TV and
stole everybody's cats in the neighborhood.
One day I was watching TV around Christmas time, a lot of commercials, and I see a commercial for Barbie Pet Detective, the computer game. Okay. So I was like, and my mom was there in the room, and I go, oh, whoa, okay, that's kind of cool. Why is it Barbie, but there's a pet detective game? But like, why is it Barbie, but that does look like a cool game, but I did not want the game.
I think Matt's trying to flip it.
Right.
You thought it was really cool.
It's all right, baby. You could be excited.
Well, okay, well, then here's what happens.
I played with Barbie dolls with my like action figures. It's cool. It's
okay. Well, we then go to not. This isn't Christmas morning. This isn't a private family closed event. We go to the big cousin Christmas where our cousins gather around and exchange presents. And sure enough, I get my gift. And I open it up. It's like everyone's.
Well, show everybody, Matt. What'd you get? Show everybody. Hold it up.
Have you ever opened a gift that you don't want to show anybody? So you just take it back.
No,
I'm good.
Hold it up.
And I open it up, and it's Barbie Pet Detective. And I look, and I immediately go, I got the wrong gift. Whose gift is it? Whose gift?
But you knew it was for you because it was Barbie Pet Detective.
My heart sank.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
I was like, there's no way.
What was running in your head, though? Like,
dude, I went hot. There was like vibrations. It was like, I had tunnel vision. I was like, what? I went just into complete denial and being like, whose gift is this? Huh? Whose gift? This is not my gift. Where's my present? I see this look on like one of my aunt's faces or like a very distant aunt. And she was like, uh-oh. And then I was immediately just like, this isn't my gift. This isn't my gift. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, that's weird. Because why would Matt get a Barbie gift? So
exactly.
I covered myself. Or like, no one questioned it. It was a wrong gift given to me. But I knew deep down somebody thought I wanted Barbie Pet Detective. My aunt. And then later on
But you didn't return it, though. You kept it.
He opened it.
No. Later that afternoon, my aunt pulls me into a room and goes, can I talk to you? She's like, Matt, I just want to say, I'm so sorry. I thought you wanted that game. I thought it would have been no big deal. And I was looking at her like, yeah, it's fine. I just didn't want I didn't want a Barbie game.
I'm surprised that you like covered your ass on that. Because if I got that, I just feel like I wouldn't be able to cover it. Like I would just
shut
be like,
down
oh,
and run.
Oh, yeah, like you would just.
I was just so embarrassed that I was holding a Barbie game because I wasn't in front of all my cousins. If my mom got me that game privately, and so I could play it in the comfort of my own home and play Barbie Pet Detective, I just didn't want it in front of all my cousins being like, Matt got a Barbie game, and me sitting there being like, yeah, Barbie game. Like it was so embarrassing, dude. And I was like 7 years old, like or eight. Like it was a time where it was like. But I still remember it to this day.
That's funny.
It wasn't the worst. It was actually the best gift you could have gotten me, but I was just too insecure to embrace it.
What was certain like toys that you really, really enjoyed that like kids normally, I mean, I guess kids love toys, but what toys did you guys love that like other people wouldn't really play with? Because I have a couple that I just want to...
Name yours. Cause...
Okay, so I...
Say it's like any of y'all. All
right, I'll go. All right, fine, I'll go.
No, there's one specific one that I remember getting, yeah. And I think it was the same year I got that set, the Color Pencil set.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love the movie Casper. I always talked about Casper, so my mom got me something related to Casper. She got me that... Remember the mansion that Casper lived in?
Yes.
So she got me that mansion. Like, it was like
what?
The one where you open up and every room is in it.
Oh. And the main and everything, floor is that.
And those little booby traps. And that, like, I just remember loving that gift so much. And I played with that gift longer than any toy I've ever gotten in my life. Because I just loved... Because as a kid, when you watched a movie and then you had something like a toy like that, it resembled exactly the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just get so like,
whoa,
you get freaked
I'm looking at pictures of it right now.
That. Oh, hold on. I gotta see it. I gotta see it. Oh my God, that was it. Whoa.
Oh, Zane's excited.
Whoa.
He's running over.
Oh my God, that was it.
What do you think of this side?
That looks really
Yeah, well, welcome to this side. You guys.
Hey guys. Oh my, this is
Hey, y'all.
Crazy for different.
For the people listening, Zane is now on our side of the. Set.
Okay, I'm gonna go back to the other side.
Okay, go back to your side and set.
Goodbye.
My craziest gift experience, when I was younger, all I wanted was Xbox when it first came out. Xbox, Xbox, Xbox. And there was people who loved PlayStation. I didn't want it. I only wanted Xbox.
How old are you though? Because I think at some point, like when I was like maybe 12, then like we all really wanted Xbox and PlayStations.
Yeah, it was probably around then. Oh, okay. I was in middle school, and it's all I wanted. Me and my brother, for Christmas, we got a box, which we thought was going to be like, it was for Christmas, we got a box from Santa.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I did believe for a long time.
Did you guys hear that? So he wanted an Xbox this year. Xbox didn't really come out until we were like 13, 14.
Oh. And we got a box from Santa. Whatever.
Oh, no.
Whatever.
Yo, this was middle school, dog.
Playing Halo and believe in Santa
Shut
Claus.
Up. So we opened it up.
Did you believe Halo was real? Also with Santa?
Master Chief is real. So me and my brother open it up and take it apart, and it's a PlayStation box. Ooh. And we were so bummed.
An avocado.
And I just, exactly. I was like, cool. It's still cool. We love it. Thank you. And I remember being so grateful and like still excited for it. And well, my parents were like, we'll open it up. Let's just set it up. See if you like it. And I opened it up, and inside of the PlayStation box was an Xbox.
We
freaked out.
So they knew that you didn't want a PlayStation.
Yeah.
It was a... Nice.
But what's crazy is
they just wanted to see how like
you sick
that. Guys,
parents.
That's where we should all do that to our kids.
No,
that's,
I'm not doing that.
No,
but what's really funny is
that's I think it's cute. I think it's funny.
I know. No,
it's a little prank.
There was a lady that worked with my dad, and all her kid wanted was a PlayStation. So my dad bought the Xbox. They swapped boxes. So they did the same thing to their kid.
I love
kid.
That.
That's actually
okay. That's really
cool. I like
cool.
it. I like it.
But I was so excited. I got an Xbox. Like that was my best gift.
Hot Wheels. All I wanted as a kid too.
Yeah,
I got the whole fucking track. You know the track with the car wash station.
Oh yeah,
and the whole hotel. Wait. I had all of it.
Oh my God! Hold on. Do you guys remember? It was kind of like Hot Wheels, but like a little bit more intense. It was there were track cars, and they had a little needle that went down into the slot, and you had a gun with a trigger, and you gave it gas to go around it, and you'd have to slow down on the turn. So your car, they were like zip cars, and they had like a coil underneath that would get super hot, and it would just...
I remember thinking when Xbox One first came out that it couldn't get better than that. Remember when it used to like scan your body, the little like camera things? Did anyone remember that?
What camera things?
Hold on.
They have them. No, we're keeping that shit in.
No.
Matt thinks that you can't see
him.
He forgets on the same camera. Matt was doing signals to me saying there's 5 more minutes left to record on these before they stop.
I think we have 5 more minutes left in recording time.
Yeah.
Like, all right, okay. Got it. Okay. Right, say
something else. No, Mariah, go on. I'm just like caught naked. I'm like...
No, please say something else.
He's like, come
on. Finish what you have to
say. Because no one knows what I'm talking about.
Okay, go. I'm listening.
Remember when the Xbox One first came out?
Oh, no, I don't. Yeah. Okay, well, that's it for today's podcast. Oh, yikes. Go ahead. Sorry.
When the Xbox One first came out and it had the camera where it like could scan your body.
Oh, the 360 with the Kinect.
Yes. The Kinect. Yes. I thought that was like nothing's going to get better than this.
Hold on. I don't remember that. And I had a Kinect. It would scan your body.
Yeah. And you could like do stuff. Like it was like, look at me. I'm in the game.
Oh, I thought it was like, it would just screen record you if you like played. It was like when that.
It calibrated your body
to the lens of the camera, so it knew where your hand would be, since it knew where your body was. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I don't remember.
It's like scanning a face filter on like Instagram. Like
hand
you know, it
cut
scans your face.
That yeah. out. Right.
That's what Mariah says to Elon Musk when she meets him. Like, you know, when I thought the future was,
I would have stopped right there.
Well, yeah, that's Christmas for you guys.
Was there anything you ever like wanted that you just didn't get? Like it was like your dream present.
A fucking phone. Yeah. A phone. All I wanted was a phone.
I knew I wouldn't get a phone, but you put it on your list anyway.
No, phone was the hardest thing to get as a kid. Yeah.
I never got a Game Boy.
That's crazy.
Every kid
needs a Game Boy. Like,
everybody had a Game Boy except me.
Next time I see your mother, I'm going to bring it up.
Me too.
Like, why didn't you get a Game Boy?
You guys
got
a Game Boy this year for Christmas.
Because having a phone.
You're like, here, catch up.
Because having a phone is an adult thing. You can wait to get older to have a phone. But a Game Boy, you can't play Game Boy once you're past 18. Like, it's not a game for you anymore. It's a kid's game.
Yeah.
So I'm just surprised that they didn't, like, never give got you that. It. And you wanted it. Every year you asked for it and you never got it.
I mean, it was just something, like, I just always... It was like, every one of my friends had a Game Boy. And I was like, why can't I have a Game Boy? You don't need it. Because it was expensive.
I thought it was $100, the Game
Boy. That's
still,
a lot of money.
Back
my
then,
parents would not give me $100.
For something
gift.
That you could just...
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Kids would lose them, dude.
I feel like $100 was like a max. Like, they would not spend more than $100 altogether. On my gifts.
I mean, the Xbox came out and it was, what, like $200? And that was like huge. Like, I remember freaking the fuck out when I got it.
So it made you appreciate the Xbox more because you never got the Game Boy. So it was like this like built up. Like,
I wanted a dirt bike.
A dirt bike?
I wanted a dirt bike because the movie Motocross on Disney Channel was out and it just looked like the coolest thing. And my dad was like, you're not getting a dirt bike. I'm like, why not? He's like, I'm not a dirt bike dad, Matt. he goes,
we're not going to the track.
Yeah, we're not going to the tracks. I know nothing about them. It's a pointless gift. I'm sorry.
I remember the movie, what's the Disney Motocross. Movie where the weather would change the weather?
The Ultimate Christmas Present.
The Ultimate Christmas. I remember asking for that. It would change the weather.
Oh my god.
People who don't know, The Ultimate Christmas Present is a Disney Channel movie about two girls who steal one of Santa's weather machines that causes it to snow in LA. And
it can rain, it can do whatever you want.
One other thing that I always wanted growing up, and my parents never got it for me, was a rolly backpack. All I wanted was a backpack with a handle to roll around school because that was the hot thing.
But it was cringy once you got into middle school.
Yeah. Ooh, right. Yeah, you had to get a backpack.
But what was crazy, they wouldn't get me the backpack, but they gave me my grandma's suitcase.
What?
I used.
What did it look like? what did it look like?
A suitcase. Like, imagine your carry-on instead of, like.
No, like, my grandma has a suitcase that she brings. There's no way that's what they gave you.
Yes.
It was like floral, and it's like a giant briefcase.
No, it was a black leather rolly suitcase.
And it smelled like your grandma's closet.
Cigarettes.
Like.
Was it upright when it would
just instead of a backpack, you know, like, it was a rolly backpack, it was just a leather carry-on. And it was just...
I love that. That's
and
so
I went
funny.
To school with my fucking...
You were working
gee.
It.
I'm sorry. That's actually hilarious. Like, someone should write that into, like, a script
really
or something.
Funny.
All right, guys.
All right, guys. Well, that concludes this podcast episode. Hope you guys have an amazing holiday break with your family, your friends. You get the rolly backpack.
Or the Casper Mansion House.
Or the Game Boy you're never gonna get.
or the cards where it spins and you do the tie-dye and all that. Look up all those infomercial toys, please. It's so interesting to see what we were excited about back then. It's nuts.
But thank you guys again for tuning in. We really appreciate it. And
we post audio form every Monday on the podcast app and Spotify and all those cool apps, and then on Tuesday we post the video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Right. And guys, if you haven't checked it out yet, we do have the unfiltered merch, coffee mugs, all that good stuff.
Is it on
FanJoy.
Sale?
I believe it's still on sale. So just in time, get it for Christmas. Get it for your friends.
I believe that there might be a new sale. So check it out. We're not sure yet because we're posting this early or we're filming this early. But I think there's going to be a Christmas sale. So make sure to get your merch when you can before it sells out again.
Travel safely.
Travel safely. Have fun. A lot of you guys are probably on planes since you're probably traveling to see your family.
Zane goes, I have a plane story before we go.
So it's going down.
And the next episode is going to be the conspiracy.
I just wanted to keep doing Christmas. Can't we just do that?
We'll continue with the next podcast.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
All right. Bye.
Love you guys. Mwah.